The ads America really needs. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. That was a great Super Bowl, unless you believe that 5-point spread for the Colts. But for New Orleans, it was a clear statement that the city is finally back. That was the biggest commercial message. New Orleans is back. But just a great game, reinforcing the Super Bowl's role as the most powerful broadcast on television. As every advertiser knows, that's why advertisers spend so much. Because of the Super Bowl, millions of us will take a vacation in New Orleans. Thanks to the Super Bowl, millions of us will buy beer because we have warm feelings for a Clydesdale. We'll trade stocks online because a baby with a deep voice told us to. We'll eat a Dorito without having a clue why. The Super Bowl proves that nobody can beat America when it comes to mass manipulation for commercial purposes. So then why? Why wasn't there even one stimulus commercial? Stimulus commercial? What are you talking about? I'll tell you. Most of the commercials were there to brainwash us into buying stuff, right? But even brainwashed people can't buy stuff if they don't have a job. There should have been at least one commercial aimed at employers to brainwash them into hiring people. Drew Brees, you just won the Super Bowl. What are you going to do now? I'm going to invest in good middle-class jobs by hiring 3 new personal assistants. Or the deep-voiced baby. I've made so much money investing online that once I wipe the strained peas off my cheeks, I'm going to hire 4 union carpenters to build custom wooden toys for my preschool. Something like that. Give people jobs, then they can buy beer. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.